Okay, so the Gemara, I'd like to speak about the Gemara on Yud Beis Amud Beis primarily, but let's just, in order to just be mashlim, let's just finish up the Gemara. The Gemara says a few different halachas about Ibra Hashana that are important, so we'll try to run through them quickly. Tana Rabbanan, it's in the middle of the daf on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. It's about lines up from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan in the middle of the line. In Ma'adran Shoshana lo mishana lechavrto. V'lo yishal Hashanam zu achar zu. You can't do Ibra Hashana from one year to the next. So what does that mean, lo mishana lechavrto? Rashi says, really, if not this year, doesn't really need the Ibra year, the Ibra, but next year is going to be the problematic year. But you know, once we're around this year and we have the opportunity, let's just be ma'abr this year to take care of next year's potential issue. You can't do it. You have to deal with every year on its own. I was just thinking, by the way, that this halacha fits very well with the mahalach that we explained last year. That once Ibra Shana is a halacha in the Shana, and you're not only adding a month, but you're transforming the year, so then it has to be, like we said, just like you can't be Ma'abar the Shana before Rosh Hashanah, so it also has to be in the Shana that needs the Ibra. But to now say, oh, there's going to be a Cheshvan next year that's going to need an extra month, that's not right, because this is not the Shana that the Chalois and the transformation is really Shayach to. So it could be this is a Raya. This is very smooth according to that approach, that Ibra Shana is a transformation in the year, not just an addition of the month, and therefore it's not Mishana L'Chavrto. You can't just say, I foresee in the future that there's going to be a problem, so let me take care of it now. The only way Ibra Shana works is if that year is Nitan to be transformed, and not for future is what. Right. Yeah, we count Tishrei Tishrei, yeah. Ein ma'abnes Hashana lo mishana l'chavrto v'lo shalosh shanim zu achar zu. And then you also can't be ma'aber 3 years in a row. There's two pshatim in the Gemara over here. Rashi has two lishnas. Either you can't be ma'aber 3 years in a row, or you can't even be ma'ayin for 3 years vayter at one shot. Well, the reason why you couldn't be ma'aber for 3 years in a row is because then the whole schedule is going to be totally off. If you're going to have so many Ibra Hashanas right after the other. So the Gemara questions. The Gemara says, Amar Reb Shimon Maaseh Rabbi Akiva Shayachavush Bebeis Asurim. This is a story that the Gemara that we had already quoted in Tosfos. This was the raya that you could have Ibra Hashanah b'di'eved in Chutz La'aretz, if lo hiniach gadol kamosel b'Eretz Yisrael. Since Rabbi Akiva was in jail, and there wasn't anyone as great as Rabbi Akiva in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore Tosfos wanted to bring a raya, that's when you can have Ibra Hashana in Eretz Yisrael, because the term Eretz Yisrael, when it comes to Ibra Hashana, doesn't mean classic Eretz Yisrael, it just means representation of Am Yisrael. So what happened? He was chavish v'beis asurim v'yibr shal shanam zu achar zu, and they were ma'abr 3 years one after the other. Amru lo misham raya. So you see, says Rabbi Shimon, you see that you can't be ma'abr one after the other. Says the Gemara, misham raya. No, I can understand that story differently. Misham raya bezdin yashvu v'kavo achas bizmana. No, either it wasn't that they were ma'abr 3 years in a row. It was bezdin afterwards being ma'abr different times, each one bizmana. They just had Rabbi Akiva help them in the calculation prior, but afterwards they went home, and when the years were appropriate, they decided when to do it. Or the other pshat was, Bezdin was ma'ayin in each year when it came about, and they weren't only somech on Rabbi Akiva's initial cheshbon. Good? So those are two halachas that are important to keep in mind for Ibra Hashana. Tana Rabbanan, Ein ma'abron es Hashana lo b'shvias. You can't make an Ibra Hashana, right? In shvias. Just like we had restrictions on the top of the daf, that you can't make an Ibra Hashana during a famine year, so too, you can't make an Ibra Hashana during Shvius, below B'motzei Shvius, and not only during Shvius, but also not in Motzei Shvius, because that's going to affect the crops, that it's going to make it more difficult for Am Yisrael with the Chadash, because you're extending Chadash. Emes HaRegil La'aber, so when was the normal time to be Ma'aber? Erev Shriyas, the year before Shriyas, Shal Beis Rabban Gamliel Hayim Abrin B'motzei Shriyas. So the Gemara says, but there were Tanoim that held that you can even be Ma'aber on Motzei Shriyas. What's their machlekes? So the Gemara says their machlekes has an entirely different topic, which is a fascinating independent topic. Uplukta dahani tanoi, and it's a machlekes the following issue. Distanya, ein mevin yerek mechutz la'aretz. Rabosenu hitiru. So the Gemara says machlekes tanoim. Are you allowed to bring? This was before customs, and they would stop you because of political reasons and because of diseases that would come in. Bezdin would stop you, according to some Tanoim, from bringing produce into Eretz Yisrael. Why? What's the chashash? My binai, what's their machlekes? Amar Rav Yirmiya, choshishin lugusheyin ika binayu. We're worried about the earth. You know, when you have like a pot of plants, so you have some earth around it that you're going to carry with it. So now, the tuma from Eretz Amim is going to be carried into Eretz Yisrael. So that's the machlekes. Are you choshish for that, or are you not? Sheva yami imo gush eretz amim, and that's going to cause tuma be'oil, Rashi says. And it's going to be metame, all of the things in Eretz Yisrael. Good. Tonight, sugya. Tana Rabbanim. Bottom of the daf. Ein ma'avrnes hashana mipnei ha'tuma, Rabbi Yehuda oimer ma'avri. What happens if Klal Yisrael was tame? Is that a reason to push off and to make sure that we could do Korban Pesach with Nisan Bitara, because right now Am Yisrael is Bitoma, or not? So the Gemara says, no, Tuma is not a sufficient reason to be Ma'abr Shoshana. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ma'abrin. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it is a sufficient to be Ma'abr. Why? Am Rabbi Yehuda says, Maisa B'chizkiya Melech Yehuda. There was a story with Chizkiya Melech Yehuda, She'ibra Sashana Mepnei Tuma, that he was ma'aber because of the tuma. What was the tuma? Rashi says mepnei tuma. Kigoin shahoya nasi choyle v'amdu lamus erev Pesach. I'm sorry, that's Rashi. That's Rashi's cases. Sorry, the next Rashi. Sibra hashana b'nei tuma. Second last Rashi on the daf. Shenitmu b'mei achaz aviv. Chizkiah Amelech's father was Achaz, and he was a Rasha, and he convinced all of Am Yisrael to be involved with Avodah Zarah. So Chizkiah got everyone to do tshuva, but he realized everyone has been involved with Avodah Zarah up until now. Shnitmu be'achaz aviv me'avodah Zarah shelo chashu l'Torah v'yu Chizkiah machzirin l'mutov v'yada shelo yaspiku kulon lovav l'itar ad ha'pesach v'yibra hashana. And he knew that we wouldn't, since everyone was Tameh, I think the Yad Ramah says it's not only that everyone was Tameh, because the truth is you really have at least 2 weeks to be Matar everyone, so you should be able to be Matar. So the Yad Ramah asked, so why weren't they able to pull it off? So he says there that they also had to be Matar the Beis HaMikdash again, kind of like the story of Hanukkah. It wasn't a simple story over there, and they weren't going to make the deadline by Pesach to be able to be Makar the Pesach, and they would all be Tameh. Why are they Tameh? Why are they Tameh? So Taisus explains, Taisus quotes Rashi, that what? That the Gemara tells us in the Baal Tzitz Perek Bekunzah, Sheyitmu b'Avodah Zarah, d'Avodah Zarah metame, because the halacha is, not only is Avodah Zarah asur to be Oved, but it taka creates Tumah, and therefore all of the, even though it's only a Tumah d'Rabbanon, that would be a sufficient reason that he thought Chizkiah to push off Pesach and to be Ba'avos Hashana. So Tosfos says, "Afagav the tumas avodah zarah derabbanan, yosu shah shema gazra olay." He says, "No, but from that time, the gzera already existed. The rabbanan already made the gzera, so tumas avodah zarah was already a halachic reality." But then Tosfos quotes another interpretation: "Birushalmi amar de gilgasto shel aroina yevusi matzah tachas hamizbeach." No, there was a skull of Arona Yavusi that was metame, all of the Kohanim or all of Am Yisrael, whoever was involved in the Beis HaMikdash, and that was the reason that everyone was tame, and therefore Chizkiah HaMelech intuitively thought, wait, we can't do the Korban Pesach when everyone's tame, and therefore he was Marbis HaShana. And what does the Gemara say? Bikesh Racham Emalatzmo, he had to ask Mechila because he made a mistake. He Marbis HaAm Rabbis may Ephraim and Asher Yisachar Zvun lo hitaru ki achlu es haPesach below kakosov ki ispalu chizkio aleim lemor Hashem atov yichaper baad. So Chizkio made a mistake, and Chizkio had to daven for his mistake that he made, that he caused people to eat the carbon Pesach below kakosov in the not right month, because it really was supposed to be Pesach, and they were supposed to not be Ma'aber for that reason, and because he was Ma'aber, they ate the Pesach in the wrong month. Atem afilu shoygegin, excellent, this is what I wanted to hear. So that is the Ran's question on our Gemara, and we shouldn't be surprised that it's the Ran's question on our Gemara, because the Ran is the one who we've consistently been quoting, that the Ran, the Baal Minchas Chinuch in Rishonim, is the one who holds Atem afilu shoygegin even applies to what? Ibrahashana. Who's smiling at this Gemara? The Tzlach smiling at this Gemara. The Tzlach says, this is my Raya. I think the Tzlach might even quote this as a Raya. I don't even remember. But this is my Raya, says the Tzlach, that it's not Atem Afilu Shagigin. So the Ran says, you're right. Really, Atem Afilu Shagigin should have applied. But says the Ran, Chachamim made a chizik not to play around with the halacha of Tumah, that if Tumah really, if Karban Pesach is supposed to be Hooker V'Tumah for whatever reason that we're going to see in next second, we didn't explain why. So then, what's going to happen? If you're going to be Ma'amar Sashana, people are going to question the rabbis and the halachic system. You're telling me on the one hand that what Tumah overrides, and we're allowed to be Makriv in a situation of Tumah for whatever halachic reason, we're going to talk about Tumah T'chui B'tzir, Tumah Chodesh B'tzibur, and now you're telling me you're Ma'amar Sashana, you're trying to avoid it? Says the Ran, there's no Ibra Hashana here. Even Atem Afilu Shoygin will not apply, because now people are going to think that halachic system's a joke. So therefore, in order to be mechazik, the halachic system, so therefore we limited Atem Afilu Shoygin, but the kasha is a kasha. Good. What do you mean it's an unrelated reason? What does it mean, year? What do you mean? Well, you have bridges that collapse.
Those were supplementary reasons.
No. They were not supplementary reasons. The Gozalos was supplementary reason. Those were real reasons. That's the Ran's Raya. Atem Afilu Shagin applies. Because that the Gemara says that works. Good. There's three Bryces. Okay. So Gemara says, Reb Shimon Omer, imipnei atuma ibrua meuberes. No. That can't be the pshat in the pasuk of Chizkiyo that he had to ask Mechila because he was ma'aber shalai kedin. Why? Why can't that be? Because I hold, says Reb Shimon, if you're taka ma'aber, mipnei atuma, what's the halacha? Meuberes. It's kedin. It's good. Elos, so therefore Reb Shimon has to own up to his shita. And when they ma'bikish rachmim alatso, Shein ma'aber mela adar. Whoever nisan benisan. No, because you're really supposed to be ma'aber adar, and he was ma'aber the wrong month. Good. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Omer, a third opinion. Mishum Reb Shimon, mipnei shehisi et yisrael latzis pesach sheini. No. You know what his mistake was? A totally different mistake. What was his mistake? He didn't tell them. He told them, don't do the pesach now. I'm not going to be ma'aber the year. But you know what? All of you are going to be yose pesach sheini. What's the problem with that? The Gemara in Pesachim has a drasha. Yochid nidches lepesach sheni. Ve'in tzibur nidches lepesach sheni. Yochid is nidches. That's why I once gave a shir in Shomer Torah a few years ago, whether or not even bechlal, we, bizman hazeh, if the Mashiach came, if we would even have a pesach sheni. Because the tzibur can't be nidches to a pesach sheni. So that's a question. I think I gave it in on Pesach Sheni. If the Mashiach would come on, but right before Pesach Sheni, so would we have a din to be makriv because we're all at Sibor? So maybe the din of Yachid ain't Sibor Pesach Sheni. There's a fascinating question of the Rashash on this Gemara that if you read on in the Psukim of Divrei Hayomim, it says there that they kept and they ate matzahs for 7 days. So what's the kasher of Isaac? How could Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda say that the Ta'us was, and historically we got the story wrong, that Chizkiyo HaMelech did what? He convinced them to do Pesach Sheni. Mm-hmm. Pesach Sheni is what? Is one day. It doesn't fit into the Psukim. The Psukim say that they sat there and celebrated Pesach for 7 days. Isn't that a Raya Brura like the other Shitas in the Gemara? That's the Rashash Tzarech in Gadol on this Gemara. Makes no sense with the Psukim and Divrei Yomah. No one else thinks of the Kash because we don't know the Psukim and Divrei Yomah. So we're fine. But the Rashash opened up a Divrei Yomah and he says, this doesn't fit in the Pesach. So could be that Chizkiyo HaMelech thought that, yeah, when is Pesach Sheni? It was a mistake. But when is Pesach Sheni one day when the Yachid is switched to Pesach Sheni? But when the whole Tzibur is switched to Pesach Sheni, so the whole Yontif goes with the whole Tzibur. And maybe that's what the Pshat in the Pasuk was. And they Taka not only made a mistake, Legavid Halacha, of the Hakrova, of the Korban Pesach Sheni, they Taka made a mistake in the Yontif. And they actually celebrated the wrong day. They misunderstood what Pesach Sheni was. Yeah, but that. Right, I understand. But Lamaisa, he held that the rabbim should go to Pesach Sheni.
No, that's
you're saying from the Hemshech Gemara, when the Gemara is Mazvir, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda. He knew Ruba le Midchil Pesach Sheni, but his shiloh was had Yechesh ben Nashim. So it can't be that he made a mistake in the din of Yachid v'tzibur. Yeah, okay. So the Rashash's kasha is back. Yeah, okay. Good. Vaiter. So now let's get to the Gemara. Why would Ibra Hashanah not be in existence and be a calculation and something significant in the situation when Tumah is in conflict with Korban Pesach? I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Omer, Ma'arvin, Alma Isla, Rabbi Yehuda, Tuma, Tchuyah, Hibitzibar. Rabbi Yehuda says you could be Ma'abra Shana if Tuma is in conflict with Korban Pesach. Why? Because the halacha is Tuma, Tchuyah, Hibitzibar. This is a Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma has the following question. When you have a situation and you have a Korban Sibur, and there's a Korban Sibur, and there's a situation where either Rov Yisrael is Tamei, or the Kohanim are all Tmeim, or so then that is a situation, or the Kalim are Tmeim, so then that is a situation that you have to be Makriv of the Karban Sibur B'Tumma. So what's the nature of that halacha of Tumma overriding the regular, for a Karban Sibur, allowing the Tumma to exist in the Beis HaMikdash? The Gemara presents two approaches, either Tumma Tchuyi B'Tzibur or Tumma Hutra B'Tzibur. The Gemara asks, what's the nafkamina? So the Gemara says, the nafkamina is, in order to do, does a person have to try to avoid tchia? Meaning, if there are kohanim tohorim around, do I have to try to make sure that those kohanim tohorim do it? And the Gemara has two approaches. Either, if there are kohanim tohorim in that same mishmar, so then I have to go get the kohanim that are around, wake them up and make sure that they do the avodah, not the kohanim tmeim. And then the Gemara says even a second daya that maybe I need to go to another mishmar in order to get them. There's two levels in the Gemara, two lishonos in the Gemara of how far a person would have to go if tumah tchuyah hi b'tzibur. Okay? But if you hold tumah hutra b'tzibur, says the Gemara, you don't even have to go within the mishmar that you're in. Even if there are kohanim available in the Beis HaMikdash at that time, the kohanim tmeim, tumah hutra b'tzibur, it's as if there's no issue whatsoever. It's hutar. It's totally mutar, and therefore it's not even a problem. So comes along the Gemara, in our Gemara in Sanhedrin, and quotes another nafkamina. If you hold tumah tchuyah b'tzibur, so then you're going to hold what? So then that's a good reason to be ma'aber. So that's a good reason. We want to avoid. Just like we want to avoid, we want to try to get other kohanim. We want to avoid in this situation as well. Says the Gemara, but it can't be. V'atanya tzitz bein sheyesh no al metzcho bein sheyeno al metzcho meratzeh div Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda oimer oida al metzcho meratzeh Eino omed al metzcho, eino meratze. The Gemara presents a machlekes in Yuma, whether or not the tzitz, in order to what the tzitz did, which was the tzitz was, in addition to this concept of tamed tzchuyah b'tzibur, the tzitz would be overarching and would apply even to a korban yochid. Even outside of tamed tzchuyah b'tzibur, korban tzibur, the tzitz was another ability to be meratzeh, to be meratzeh korbanos that were brought b'tumah. So the Gemara says, what? There's a machlekes tanoim, if the tzitz had to be on the head of the kohen gadol in order for it to take effect, or the tzitz can be anywhere, even if it's not on the head of the kohen gadol. Amar le Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon proves that what? That the tzitz has to take effect and work, even if it's not on the head of the kohen gadol. What's his proof? Kohen gadol b'yom kippur yoychiach. She'eino al mitzcho u'miratzeh. So, kohen gadol yom kippur, how do you know the kohen gadol yom kippur? There's no tzitz in the Big Day Lavan. Yeah. When he's going in the Kodesh HaKadoshim to do the Avodah with the Big Day Lavan, there's only four begadim and one of them is not the tzitz. So therefore you must know that what? That the tzitz obviously takes effect on the tumah that could potentially happen when he's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda, anach li yom kippurim. So what's Rabbi Yehuda's answer to this? Rabbi Yehuda's the Baal HaShita that the tzitz only works if it's al metzcho. So the Gemara, Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda, Hanach liyom kippurim, Shetoma hotru b'tzibur. So the Rabbi Yehuda, no. Toma, b'yom kippurim, is hotru b'tzibur. So therefore, if it's Toma hotru b'tzibur, so how do we answer the question? You don't need the tzitz. So clearly the Gemara is saying that the machlokes Toma d'chuyah b'tzibur, or hotru b'tzibur, for some reason is now going to have ramifications on whether or not I need the tzitz or whether or not I don't need the tzitz. Why should that be? What's the explanation to that? I understand. It's more grave. It's more. How do those two things add up? How does the tzitz relate to hutra, that it's not necessary, and if tumat chuya, so suddenly we need the tzitz? So I'd like to ask another question. Let's read Rashi's. Rashi says, it's the first of the wide lines. I'm sorry, the fourth of the wide lines. Before the wide lines get skinny. As long as you can try and be able to do a betara, that's what you should do, because it's really that the iser is still in existence. It's just eased. Therefore, Ibra Hashana could exist. Tzitz miratze al tumas dvachim lalos l'ratzon. Tzitz allows that the carbon is now going to be kosher. Bein sheyeshno ametzach koin gadol b'shas tuma, bein sheeno ametzach miratze. Koin gadol b'avol l'fnai l'vnefnim yom ha-kippurim yochichu, sheeno lovish b'gdizov, v'im ira tuma b'kotchim miratze tzitz. That's the Rashi I want to focus on. Koyin gadol bavoy lefnai velefnim biyom kippurim yachir she'eno loyvesh big days of vim ira toma bekodshim miratzeh atzitz. What is the critical point that's necessary for the tzitz? So Rashi over here, Rashi in Yuma, Rashi in many areas of Shas says something fascinating. Im ira tuma bekodshim, the tzitz saves the carbon because at blank shah, there was a tzitz there to save the carbon. What's the word that I'm looking for? What's the word? So I always thought the critical point that the tzitz should be there would be at the time of hakrava b'tumah, when you're doing the avoda tuma. Tchuya b'tzibur means the avoidas hatzibur, the tzitz, the shvichas domim, or whatever avoida you're trying to be matir. Yeah, exactly. That's what you have a tzitz for. Look at the sheets that I have. Look at the Yad Ramah. If you look at the middle of the column, Dibur Maskel Amar Mar, Yad Ramah points this out in Rashi. The first word of the line is hakrava zvachim, and the last two words of Rabbeinu Shlomo. 13 lines down. Thank you. Rabbeinu Shlomo Zatzal, Rashi, Perish, Bein sheyesh lo amechtzo shel kohen gadol b'shas tumah, ve'eino nira. What does Rashi say? at Shas Tova means when we got into an issue. When the Toma or the item became Tome, the tits was there. That's not the critical point. Veino nira beinenu. The beinenu. The bishas Toma my ritzu yiko. That's not when there's ritzui. Ritzui is at the time that the korban is hurtza. Is that there's ritzui. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misratze with the korban. The avoid is something that's nitan and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Elam istaber de bishas hakrova koi. The miratza al korban shenit ma beratzon. Kidichsiv vanasa aroin es avoin hakadoshim. Vigartinim bepsochim al ma hatzitz miratza al adam al achil shenit ma beimishoig beimimiz beimohonis beimiratzon. At the time that it's hukrav, the ritzoy tit saves the korban, but not at the shat tuma. So therefore, the Arama rejects Shitas Rashi and he disagrees with Shitas Rashi. So comes along the Brisker of, and he explains Rashi, and he says as follows. Of course, Rashi agrees that at the time of hakrava and the time of zrikas hadam, which is the Iker point that there's ritzui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there has to be a tzitz there. Because you have to be misratza, the avoda, like the Yad Ramah points out. But says the Brisker Rav, Rashi held, that's insufficient. That's not the only time I need ritzui tzitz. I also need ritzui tzitz when? At the time that the dam, or the item that's problematic, became Tomei itself. Why is that so? Explains the Brisker Rav, because very nice, you now have some sort of gadget, a tzitz, that now says the korban is now an avoida, but Tomei is okay. But I have another issue. I don't care about the maisa avoida, I care about the actual dam that has dichui on it. There is a concept of halacha that the cheftza of the korban becomes invalid even before the avoda starts. Let's say this is something that we talked about, I believe, before slichas last year. We discussed the fact that we're dechuyim. We can't do the avoda. We're in a status that we're unacceptable. We're invalid. This is a halacha that applies to korbanos if they're a bal mum, that they're invalid. Even when the blemish goes away, if it was a real serious blemish, that it was a mum kavua, the Gemara says it's dachui. It's not acceptable. Actually, the Kachli Gemara in Sukkah even applies this to mitzvahs. If you have a hadas that was invalid during Yontif, and now suddenly the berries fell off, so the Gemara says, do you say dichui etzah mitzvah? Do you not say dichui etzah mitzvah? Gemara applies this to the Mizbeach, that if the Mizbeach was chipped at the time that the Shechitas HaKorban happened, so then do you say dichui by the korban? Dichui means it's pushed away. The actual cheftza of the korban was invalid. So says the Brisker Rav, very nice that you now, the Yad Ramah, you solved the problem, that the Maisa Avoda is now Nisratza from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we ignore that the Maisa Avoda was Bitoma, because the Ritzoy Tzitz erases that Maisa Avoda. But what? There's another problem here. The Cheftza is an invalid Cheftza. The Dam is not Dam. Dam Bitoma is Dam Shehudcha. Dam Shehudcha is not acceptable to the Mizbeach. No, Maishna, if it's Nitmeis, Maishna, if the Bailim died. If the Bailim died, let's say, if a Korban Chatos, you can't spill that blood onto the Mizbeach. That's Dichui. There's no Bailim on that. There's many different reasons why Dam would be unacceptable and invalid. Says the Brisker Rav, that's why Rashi says, no! The Ritzui Atzitz also applies at the Shas Toma, that it doesn't even chal onto the Dam, and the Dam stays Dam Kotrim, and it stays acceptable, and it doesn't have a psul of Dichoy, and it's not like all those other situations that the Dam actually becomes invalid. So the Ritzui Atzitz has a double-pronged approach. It has to come into existence at two points, and it's not sufficient what the Yad Ramah said, that it's only at the Shas Avoda. This Brisker Rav, what? I don't know. Unless the Yad Ramah understands that included in the Shas Avoda is implicit that we don't care about Dichoy, but Rashi clearly held that that wasn't the case, and you need a separate stage of Ritzui from the Tzitz in order to do that. But otherwise, how the Yad Ramah would get around Dichoy, it's a bomb kasha. But what the Brisker Rav introduces is something that I heard once from Rabbi Shechter, and I found it in Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, in his Chiddushim and Evan Ezel. But he points this out in the Chiddush of the Rambam, which really explains our entire sugya. What I asked before is, why is it that if you hold the machshava of the Gemara, is that if you hold Tumah's Tchuyah B'Tzibur, so then you need the Tzitz, and it must be that the Tzitz works without being on the Meitzach, because otherwise what are you going to do with Yom Kippur, right? Says Rabbi Yehuda, don't ask me kashas. I hold that the Tzitz only works on the Meitzach, and how do I explain away Yom Kippur? Because there on Yom Kippur, Tumah is Hutra B'Tzibur. Good? Why should that be? What's the difference? So explains Rabbi Zalman that there are two issues going on with every Tumah B'Tzibur. On the one hand, there's Tumah B'Tzibur, that there's the Isser to be Makriv B'Tzibur. So what happens? There's a halacha that was Nischadsha from Pesach Sheni that tells me that when the Tzibur is all Tameh, so Tumah Tchuya B'Tzibur. That's the Makar that Tumah is Tchuya B'Tzibur. So Tumah Tchuya B'Tzibur, so what is Tchiyah? Tchiyah takes away what? Like Esei Deichaloysa say. It takes away the Isser. But what? But the Tumah, if the Tumah is still in existence, and it's just taking away the Isser that could usually exist when you're Makar of a Tumah, I have a second issue over here. Says Rabbi Zalman. There's a psul. You can't just give me dchiyas over here. Don't just tell me dchiyas over here. I can't just work with the rules and regulations of Esei Doicha Leisaste or Tumah Doicha Isser Lahakrav B'Tumah, because what? I have a psul over here. The carbon is pasul. Just like similar to what the Brisker Rav is explaining to me, Miashiv Rashi. So what do I do with the psul? So comes along Reb Shimon and holds, yeah, Tumah Tchuya B'Tzibur. The Tumah is existent when it comes to Tzibur. So that might take care of the Isser. It's Madcha the Isser. Esei Deicholais Esei or Tumah Deiches HaIsser Shalakrava B'Tumah. But what takes care of the Psul? Rabbi say, what takes care of the Psul? Retzitz. That's why I need the Tzitz there. The Tzitz is there to now remove the Psul that should have been in existence. Why? Because I hold the Tumah is there. I hold Tumah is only Tchuya B'Tzibur. And Klapi the Yisr, it could be Madcha. But Tchuya can't take care of Psulim, says Rabbi Zalman. Masha'in Kehim, if I hold Tumah is Hutra B'Tzibur. So when it comes to a Korban Tzibur, it's as if what? I don't even have to kvetch. I don't even have to search around for koyhanim. I don't even have to look around. I could hold la'alocha, I could hold Tumah's Hutra B'Tzibur, it's as if the Tumah's non-existence. So now the Gemara says, suddenly, I don't need the Ritzoy Tzitz. Why not, we asked? Why don't you need the Ritzoy Tzitz? Because there's no psul! Because the Isser is gone and there's no psul over here because it's non-existent. So that's the cheshbon of the Gemara. So if you hold Tumah Tchuya B'Tzibur, you need two things. You need to, one, be matzah the Isser through Tumah Tchuya B'Tzibur, and you also need to take care of the psul that the korban is hukar b'tumah. Good. So Rabbi Isai, with the time that we have left, we have to introduce Shitas HaRambam. So I thought it was kedai maybe to just quote a few of the Rambams to get a little bit of understanding of what the klalim are for Tumah Tchuya B'Tzibur, Tumah Tchuya B'Tzibur. First of all, it's very important. This probably the most important klal that will come out of this year, even though it's not a lumdish klal. What Taisus points out on Yud Beis and Mabez basically is that anyone who quotes this halacha of Tumah Hutra or Tchuya B'Tzibur, it's a misnomer. It's incorrect. It has nothing to do with whether or not the karban is a public karban or a private karban. Why? I'll give you a raya. Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, the Gemara is discussing what is the halacha when the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur becomes Tameh. Right? Half of the karbanos that we're dealing with on Yom Kippur are what? Are karban yachids. Parashal Kohen Gadol, the Ayal Shal Kohen Gadol. Those are called all karban yachids. He's doing it al tzibur. Yeah, that's true. But it's still halacha, it's a karban yachid. So karban yachid, you should all ask, it shouldn't be hukar b'tzibur. So what's with the Kohen Gadol? Give you another kasha. What are we talking about over here, Rabbi Say? Which karban are we talking about over here? Karban Pesach. And we're saying Tumah Tchuya B'Tzibur Hutra B'Tzibur. What type of carbon is a carbon Pesach? Carbon Pesach is a carbon yachid. And yet what? The Gemara is discussing Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, Tumah Tkuya B'Tzibur. So the whole concept of Tzibur is really, it's a mistake. It's not really correct. It happens to be that most of these Karbanos that are Doche Tumah happen to be Karbanos Tzibur, so therefore we call it Tumah Tkuya B'Tzibur. So what is it based on, Rabbi Yisai? Probably one of the most important Taisis in that we're going to see. It says Taisis, second Taisis on the Daf, Ein Hadover Toloi B'Tzibur. Has nothing to do with being a carbon tzibur or a carbon yachid. Kedam rinu meperakot tzi eloi. Shari pariyo mekibur mechadvite koin godo pesel to carbon yachid el. I can give you list you all these cases that the Gemara discussed with carbon tzibur, tumma deluch tzibur, and they're all carbon yachids. V'doichen Shabbos of tumma paralam dover shal tzibur, v'sir abodizar v'chagigit the carbon tzibur him. And also works in the opposite direction, Rabbi Yisai. I can give you a lot of cases, like a par koin godo, or siri abodizara that the tzibur brings. That what? Why? Because they Bezdin told them to be Oyved Avodah Zarah, or Bezdin told them to do a Chiyuv Chatas, right? And then they have to bring a Karban Tzibur. Is that Kavua Zman? Is there a specific Zman that they have to bring it? No. After the Aveira, they bring it. The Halacha is over there, even though it's a Karban Tzibur, it's not Deichet Tumah. Says the Tosfos, the Klal is not Karban Yachid versus Karban Tzibur, but rather, it's Kavua Zman or Ein Kavua Zman. Karban Pesach has a Zman. Parashal Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has a Zman Kavua. If the carbon has a Zman Kavua, that is the factor that will now determine whether or not Toma will be Doicha B'Tzibur or not. But it has nothing to do with being a carbon Tzibur. So Rabbi Yisai, now we get to the Rambams. Before I get to the Rambam, just I want to say it very quickly. I don't have time to get into it. There's a big Taisis in Yuma, Davavim and Beis, that's very problematic based on our Taisis and based on the analysis we just did. Taisis says there's a Stira and Abai and Rava. Abai and Rava is presented in that Gemara that Toma is Tchuya B'Tzibur, is Hutra B'Tzibur. Right? If you look at the Taisis on the top of the Daf. Amrav Tachlima B'Shmei de Rava, Zaysa Meres Toma Hutra B'Tzibur. Taisis asks Akasha, but elsewhere in Shas, Rava is quoted as holding Tuma Tchuyu B'Tzibur. So it's a contradiction in Rava. So it says Taisus, not a contradiction. Very simple teretz. When it's a real carbon tzibur, so then Rava holds what? Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur. But when it's really a carbon yachid, but it's only Kavuol Ozman, so then Rava holds Tuma Tchuyu B'Tzibur. That's what Taisus says in the first Taisus. So clearly, Taisus is arguing with what I just said. Taisus is saying that it's not totally based on Kavul Ozman or not Kavul Ozman. And Rava himself, whether or not it'll be Hutra or Tchuya, will now be based on whether or not this is a real Karban Tzibur. So Taisus is saying Karban Tzibur is really a factor. Only by a Karban Tzibur could you have the concept, says Taisus, of Tumo Hutra B'Tzibur. But if it's not a Karban Tzibur, if it's like Karban Pesach, then you can't have Tumo Hutra B'Tzibur. Rabbi Yisai, ask the Shara Melech, ask the Shagas Aryeh, this Taisus is against our Gemara. Our Gemara is talking about what? Karban Pesach, which is a Karban Yachid, and the Gemara entertains the classic Machlokes of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, Tumah Tkuya B'Tzibur. This Taisus is a big, big problem. And therefore the Achroinim have to stand on their head in order to explain Shitas HaTosfos. So that's just to keep in mind in terms of whether or not it means Tzibur or Yachid, or it means Kavu Olam Zman. A very, very difficult Taisus in Yuma, how he deals with that, and how you answer and resolve this question. So comes along the Rambam and says, Halachuches, in B.S. Mikdash Perek Dalet is where he brings all the halachas that we've been discussing. Ein atzitz meratze ela bizman shu al metzchoy, shenemar vahoya al metzcho tamid, lerotza mohem lifnei Hashem. Then the Rambam in Halachuches says, kol korban shein kavul ozman, or again the Rambam says it's totally on kavul ozman or not kavul ozman, exactly like Taisus, halacha yud, kol korban is tatzibur a kavul ozman, fichach doyuch manas a Shabbos ves tumah ves ameist. Good question. Why does the Rambam say korbanos tzibur? Very good question. Rabbi Ari Leib Malin has a whole piece to try to explain why the Rambam left in korbanos tzibur, but the ikur is that it's kavul ozman zman. Kol korban man shikara betumah ino nechal emachdimer mener dvarim. Even though you can have the halacha of tumah tchuyah b'tzibur, that doesn't help that you can now eat the carbon.
You're not able to eat the carbon. The carbon is burnt, and what usually is eaten by either the Bailam or the Kohanim, it is not eaten when it's a carbon that was hooker of Betumah, with one exception. Which is the exception, Rabbi Yisai? Carbon Pesach. Why? Because the Mishnah says, carbon Pesach, ikar la'achila huba. It has to override the Tumah even for achila, because the carbon Pesach is brought for purposes of achila. Good. Now the Rambam says in Halacha Yud Beis, Ketzad Udochas HaTumah. What's the scenario? Higiyas Manosh Alsar Karban, Vayurov Kol Shemak Rivenoso Tumah in the Mace. If the Zman of the carbon exists, again, because it's Kavu Lo Zman, it has to be a set time, and Rove of Am Yisrael is Mace, Osha Yakol Tarm, or all of Am Yisrael was Tar, but what? Vayur Kohanim Makriven Tumah in the Mace. You see the Rambam, which the Rambam is going to say explicitly, Tumah Tchuy B'tzivor only applies to Tumas Mace. Doesn't apply to the other tumas. Zav, Zav, and Nidus, all those tumas, it doesn't apply to. So the Rambam says, what happens if either all the Kohanim are Tameh, or all of Am Yisrael is Tameh? Osha ye elu elu tarim, or both are Tameh, are Tahar. Vayu klei asharis Tameh in lemes, but the klei asharis, the vessels, are Tameh in lemes. That all is Tumat Chuy Betzir. Hayreze yase betumah v'yitzaskabu atmeh matarim ke'echad v'yikansu kul mazara. That is when Tumah overrides the Akrava, and we're going to be Makrav Tumah. Aval atmeh betumah acheres. Other types of tumah, says the Rambam, that is not where our halacha of tumah d'chuy b'tzibur applies, only tumah mes. Next halacha. Let's skip that halacha. Yudalit, hayamiktas base av tmein u miktas am tahirim, apal pishurum in tmein mes, lo yakriba ela tahirim. Says the Rambam, since I paskin what? Tumah what? T'chuya. So therefore, I'm quoting the Gemara in Yuma, that when you can find a Tahar person, should try to find a Tahar person. Hayakol Beis Av Tamei Meis, if the whole Beis Av, the whole group, is Tamei, Yaviu Beis Av Acher. You should even go to another Beis Av. Hayakol HaMishmaris Tamei Meis, Machzirin HaMishmaris Acheres. You should even get another Mishmar, which I don't think is Mefurish in the Gemara. In Mayurov Kohanim and Achzash Rabbi Yerushalayim is Manakavu, Tamei and Yasu B'tumah. But, if most of the Kohanim in Yerushalayim are Tamei, even though, what? I could still get another, I know where another Kohen lives in Yerushalayim, says the Rambam, that far you don't have to go. Why? Where does Rambam get this limitation? If Tumat Chuy B'tzibur, and I know, on Rehov Najara, I can find, you know, a guy in Givat Shaul that can do a Betara, why aren't I Mechuyev to do that? You did it by the, you schlepped me out to get another Beis Av, you schlepped me out to get another Mishmeres, that's what the Rambam says with Feirish. And everything that I said that you have to schlep out is why? Because Tumah is not Hutra, but Tumah is Tchuya. The Rambam is very problematic. Not only do the Rambam just give us a lot of background, but the Rambam is very problematic. Let's say again. The Rambam just told us what? Tumah is tchuya b'tzivur. Right? The Rambam says in halacha, the top halacha, ches, the first halacha we read, v'ein hatzitz meratzeh, ela bizman shehu al mitzcho. So the Rambam holds the tzitz has to be on your forehead, and the Rambam also paskins tumah is tchuya b'tzivur. Let's go back to the Gemara. Our Gemara said that there was a machlekes Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda. When the tzitz is on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, is that the only time that the tzitz is meratzeh? Or even if it's off the forehead? Rabbi Shimon says it has to be even if it's off the forehead. What's my proof? Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur doesn't have the tzitz on his head in this big day kuhuna and his four begadim levonim. And yet what? If tumah happens, it's tar. How? Must be that the tzitz has effect, even if it's not on his metzach, even if it's not on his forehead. Says the Gemara, no! Rabbi Shimon, you're wrong! Rabbi Yehuda holds what? Tumah hutra b'tzibur. Right? Which means what? If you hold tumah tchuya b'tzibur, where does the tzitz have to be? No. Anywhere. Let's go back to the Rambam. The Rambam Halacha Ches says, "V'ein atzitz v'ratze ela bizman shu al metzcho." The Rambam holds it has to be on his forehead. If I would just have that Halacha Ches, I would already know how the Rambam paskins if tumah tchuya or hutra b'tzibur. What should be the Halacha based on our Gemara? If it's ein al metzcho, it should be hutra, because otherwise you're not going to have a way to explain Yom Kippur. And yet the Rambam what? Rambam says you have to schlep out. Beis Avacher, go to another Mishperes. The Rambam paskins Tumat Chuyiv Tzibur, and he still paskins Eino Ela Mitzcho. After Mari Kur, because the Rambam's against the Gemara. The Rambam's against the Gemara, the whole Cheshvin doesn't work. So Rabbi said, we don't have time to go into it. But this is a question that the Gedolim tried to struggle to answer. So some answers, I'm just going to rattle off a few answers. The Amudei Or tried to answer that maybe the Rambam argued with this Gemara on a very simple fact. What are you dealing with on Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur? Dam of the Korban, the Ktoires. Maybe the Rambam Paskin's in Hilchos Tumah, that Dam Kodshim is not Mekabel Tumah, based on a Gemara and Psochim. So maybe that was the Machlaikas. The Gemara thought that the Dam that you were dealing with is Mekabel Tumah. And there's going to be a problem when the Kohen Gadol is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But what? The Rambam was not of that opinion, and therefore the Rambam thought there wouldn't be a problem when it comes to the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. But, or it could just be, the Rambam held that by definition, the fact that when it comes to Yom Kippur, the Torah does not include the tzitz in the begadim, so maybe the Rambam holds, yeah, every other day of the year, the halacha is tumah tchuyu b'tzibur, and you need the tzitz. There's one exception to the rule. It's Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur implicitly in that halacha is the one exception to the rule that tumah is hutra b'tzibur when it comes to the avoid on Yom Kippur. And in my opinion, if that's the analysis in the Rambam, that's something that's very settling when we go in before the avoid on Yom Kippur. Kodesh Baruch Hu says really the rest of the year, tumah is tchuyu b'tzibur. I don't like to accept avaryonim. I don't like to accept shmutz into my Beis HaKnesses and into my avoidah, and this is a real problem. Comes one day a year, the Avodah on Yom Kippur, and the Torah says, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. I am now going to focus and going to approach the Tumah that you have on your body, and it's as if it's Mamish non-existence. It's Mamish Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. I don't even need the tzitz, and you can have a full Avodah that doesn't even have the tzitz on you.